The next morning, during the invigorating outdoor yoga class under a massive old banyan tree, the genius of this aquaculture system kept playing in my mind. Not what I ever imagined thinking about while on vacation, but such is the uniqueness of the Mauna Lani. Out on the water in the canoe, Hawaii's five great mountains, Hualalai, Mauna Loa, Mauna Kea, Kohala on the Big Island, and Haleakala on Maui, are all visible in the distance. Tears kept rolling down my cheeks. Maybe it was a feeling of oneness in this group of resort guests as we pulled together to move the canoe forward. Maybe it was the crystalline Pacific below and the pink dawn sky above. Maybe it was the raw honesty of these watermen with us who have called Hawaii home their whole lives, for some generations of their families before. When they spoke of their cultural traditions, of safeguarding the environment, it sounded not rote, but sincere. The traditional blessing of the canoe, before we pushed the outrigger into the lapping waves, had not felt like a scripted performance, even though they must have repeated these words countless times for countless tourists. Or maybe the tears came because the morning sun illuminated my teenage son's profile as he paddled in front of me. The sunlight gave me the vision of the independent, strong man he's becoming. A sizable portion of Mauna Lani guests are families who return year after year, and now I understand why. As we turned the canoe back toward the shore, the steersman told us that in Hawaiian, Mauna Lani means mountain reaching heaven. It's a place of transformation and tradition. Vocabulary focus. Bellow. Choke somebody up. Verdant. State of the art. Fusion. Underscore. Hue. Labyrinth. Replenish. Invigorating. Safeguard. Rote.